Welcome all in the house of the Lord. Amen. Yeah, it's good to I'm humble to stand before you and for the Lord. Just to bring the word that we want to all learn and share together. Shall we pray?
Father in heaven, we want to thank you for this moment that you've given to us, that we can come together in oneness and call upon your Abba Father, cry out unto you, because we know that you are the one who knitted heaven and earth and everything that is in there together. So Lord, we come before your throne as we say this word, that our thoughts will be together, our minds will be together, that we can learn together in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I will read the scripture from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4. This is 1 to 15. So, Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 to 15, and the Bible says, "Wisdom is supreme. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so don't forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender and an only child of my mother, he taught me and said, 'Lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forget wisdom and she will protect you. Love her and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. Esteem her and she will exalt you. Embrace her and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction, do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked, or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it, do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way." Amen. I was so thrilled and joyous when I saw the song that Pastor Josh was, you know, leading us with. They kind of resonated or connected with what I'm going to share. And also I was thrilled when he led us in a prayer where he touched about the new government in this country, prayed for the wisdom, which is kind of what we've just read in the book of Proverbs chapter 4. It's talking about wisdom. Now, The Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. It is a principal thing. This version says, is supreme. When you have wisdom,
sorry about that. That's my son put his phone there. It keeps on ringing, which is so unusual because when I'm in church, I'll either switch off my phone or I'll put it on silence. So and then I couldn't get the tone as well because my phone, which is here, has got a different tone. So I'm sorry about that. Anyway, back to business. Wisdom is the principal thing, the Bible says, and in some other versions, the Bible says it's a supreme thing. Now, when you have wisdom, the Bible says that you get the understanding of the Holy One. And who is the Holy One? It's God Himself. And so, God Himself is wisdom in principle. So, you don't know God if you cannot get to understand the wisdom of God. So, in order for us to understand this God, we got to attend to that wisdom. Now, some versions of the Bible say wisdom, they describe wisdom as the mind of God. Now, when I was trying to understand this wisdom this morning, I found something on some Christian blogger site. These Christian bloggers who write some things, and I thought what they said here was very touching to me. This is how they describe the mind of God. The mind of God is revealed to us through His Holy Spirit and through Jesus Christ. The mind of God is conformed by His values and His abilities to create and sustain what He creates. That includes us and everything else. His mind in infinity, and we cannot comprehend everything about Him because we are limited. So that's the mind of God. That's wisdom, as some versions of the Bible say. Others will just put it as wisdom. Others, they've said, actually, it's the mind of God. I know that in trying to understand God, and we all know that when we know God, we have that connection with God. And because we know this God, we understand Him fully. And so, in maintaining that connection, we understand so well that when we go to Him, He hears us. That's what we understand, I think, as we sit here as Christians. We know that we have this God, we serve this God that we know so well, that when we approach Him, when we go to Him, He can hear our cries, He can rescue us, He can deliver us, He can transform us. This is our God that we know. But the Bible says, to have this wisdom of God,
to understand, in having this wisdom of God, we get that understanding of God. And that's the reason why we can freely go to Him, to the thing that is freely given us, and call on Him and know that God would come to our side. How do we get this wisdom? How do we get this wisdom? So that we can have this understanding of the wisdom of God. In order to begin to understand God, our ordinary lives must be transformed. We ought to go through the transformation process of a Christian life. We must change from our ordinary life to an abundant life overflowing with good things. When we talk to the young people today and talk about certain things, I say, these are good things. They will say, what? And they say, oh, do you mean good stuff? Good stuff. In order for us to overflow young people with good stuff from this mind of God, we need to get that understanding. Now, I like NIV, the way it expresses wisdom. It addresses wisdom as she. And I was thinking about it. So hang on a minute. King James doesn't really put it that way. But NIV says she. And most of the versions actually. This just also expresses how important you are, ladies. Women. How just God values you. As I was looking at this she, then something intrigued into me, and I started thinking about the life of my late mother and the things that she did to her children, how much she just was ready to even throw herself in the den of the lion, maybe, just to die for us. So my mind was perusing through, you know, and I began to reflect and marrying it to how NIV is putting it, to say she. Then I realized to say, indeed, mothers, they embrace us. Not only mothers in that sense that you have a child, ladies, they got a certain passionate heart, you know, that is mostly in blessing. They take care. I'm sure Pastor Josh will agree with you. You got a mom. Maybe you are. Yeah, so, yes. So, ladies, this is how important you are. Amen. You care for us. You will bless us. You show that passion. So, I was looking at to the way God, NIV, in his the expression, referring to wisdom of God as she. So God is a blesser. God cares for us. God has paid it all through the sacrifice that was paid on that cross of Calvary when Jesus went on to the cross. Now, to get the understanding of the wisdom of God depends on the speed with which you grow, that this abundance of life becomes a reality in life. I'll say that again. To get this understanding of the wisdom of God depends on the speed with which you grow, that this abundant life, good stuff around you, becomes a reality in life, in the little sense. to get the understanding of the wisdom of God also depends on some of the things that I will take you through. It depends on some of the things that I want to take you through now. One of the things, or one of the choices that must happen is a decision to say yes with all your heart, a passion to step into his glorious ways and be free from the old negative ways. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When you go to Romans chapter 6, verse 6 also says that, for we know that our old self was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with. So, in that transitioning, in that change, the Bible says we must die to some old ways. There are things that we need to go through, or the certain things that needs to happen in our lives for us to begin to attain to that wisdom, to begin to attain to the wisdom of God. Mind you, we are saying wisdom is God in principle. So for us to begin to understand God, certain things must die out. Certain things must come out of us. Certain things must stop operating in the way they operate in our lives and allow certain things to take hold of our lives and begin to operate in us. Then we begin to attend to understanding this mind of God, which is so complex, if you like, so supreme, so mighty, if you like, so powerful. So certain things for us to get that understanding, to begin to get that connection, the Bible says, as we saw in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, Romans 6, verse 6, that we must die self. Let this thing pass away and allow the new to start in us. If somebody can read for me Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And somebody else would look at Isaiah 43, verse 1. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Amen. The Bible says that have been crucified with Christ. So it's like when he went to the cross, dying for my sins and your sins, I have lended myself, given myself to him, allowing myself to die with him on that cross, and then the new life has begun. How about Isaiah chapter 43? If anyone has found that, they can go. Isaiah 43, verse 1. Amen. Amen. God has called you by your name. God has redeemed you because you have made that decision to say, yes, I want my old self to die, and have allowed yourself for Jesus to take hold of your life, to be at the center of your life. And so God is leading you. And in doing that, we attend to that understanding. We get to understanding the mind of God. And only then will it be possible for us to hear God as well, for things to turn around in our lives, for things to begin to happen. Number two, a decision to receive wholeheartedly the word of God, delighting to let it change you. A decision to receive wholeheartedly the word of God, delighting to let it change you. When you say yes, probably salvation has taken place, then you have let certain things to go, to come off you, and you have allowed Jesus now to be the center of your life. You want now to soak yourself into the things of God, to now get deeper to understand the mind of God, to get to that level where things begin to happen in your life. The word of God in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by receiving, by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and prove what God's will is in his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So, transformation, which is a process, is at work, is beginning to take root or get hold of you. Matthew chapter 13, the Bible says, Matthew chapter 13:23. The Bible says, but the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. So, you now begin to connect with God. When God speaks, when the word of God is dropped into our heart, you are acting upon it. As you act upon it, as you have lended yourself or surrendered yourself to Christ wholeheartedly, you begin now to see results. You begin to understand the wisdom of God. You begin to know God. God begin to work at you, to work for you. The word in Hebrews, somebody can read that for us, chapter 4, verse 12 as well, what it says. Hebrews, which is New Testament. Chapter 4, verse 12.
For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul, dividing the soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
Amen. The Bible said that the word of God is sharper than any double sword too. It pierces into situations. When we call upon God in line with the word of God, the word of God begins to work for us. In other words, God descends down to us and begin to minister and begins to heal and begins to pave the way for us, the Bible says. Now, in the same book of Proverbs that we read, chapter 2, verse 2 says, from verse 1 says, my son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. So when we incline ourselves, in other words, we align ourselves, we position ourselves appropriately before God, and that does just come by chance. Obviously, it comes when we have surrendered, as we saw earlier on, when we've given ourselves to Christ, when we've let that old stuff die. So now we are in position. We're beginning now to understand or to connect with that mind of God. You see, to know or to begin to understand certain things, if we go practically, let's take maybe one of you comes to you, brother, I want to have a word with me. And this person begins to talk to me, and then I'm there, obviously, as this person is speaking to me, this person is thinking, this Chizenge is listening to me. And then, as this person is speaking to me, probably he or she is asking questions, but I'm just there like I'm listening. And then they will finish all the conversation, and then they say, oh, okay, that's fine, I'm going. I didn't say a thing. I'm sure that person will go out there thinking to say, hang on a minute, I think I tried to ask this question, but I didn't get a no, thank you. Or yes, thank you, I never got anything. And this person, I'm sure they would ask themselves to say, did Chizenga understand what I was trying to say? Did he really know this topic that I was talking about? That's in the real life, when things happen like that. So you can see that even in the spiritual realm, that communication, that understanding to be able to be cemented, to be solid, there must be that two-way channel. So in other words, God has freely given us certain things through his infinity power that he wants us to connect to as we position ourselves. But this is not going to happen if we ignore the understanding that we get from the Word of God. If we ignore the things that have been decreed in the Word of God. So there is a position where we are placed that we need to take hold of. So we need to do something for us to begin to understand his mind. Mind you, it's so supreme. It's very complex. It's a something that is a journey and it's never ending. It's not an exam, but it's a walk of faith. It's the position that we decide to take and begin to journey with it until the end of our life, until when God says it's over. So it's never over until he says so. Number three, a decision to live it, to live a way of living. When we choose to live that supernatural way of living, then we will discover that it works. We will discover that we will connect with this mind of God. We will understand better this wisdom of God. We've decided to say yes, coupled with soaking ourselves in the Word of God, and we begin to live this life. Let alone, before long, we'll discover that it works. But if we're going to mix up this kind of life, this supernatural way of living, this way to which God has called us, then we'll find that we will struggle most of the time. And I've struggled. I'm sure you have struggled in some ways. But the Bible, through his word, tells us that seek ye the kingdom of God. That's in Matthew. Seek ye the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. So in seeking that righteousness of God, there are these things that we're talking about that we need to do. If we are not doing these things, if I'm not doing these things, then things will not happen as quickly as we want them to happen. Mind you, we have our own timing, but God also has his own timing. And God does not move on our timetable. He's got his own timetable. He's got his own rota that he follows. But the only thing that God does to you and me is to really give out things through the word. He gives out things freely that he will not hook us by a chain or by a lead to say, I've given you these things, have you not seen it? I want you to do this. He gives us that room for us to make that decision to step into these things. But God has given all these things. They are there for us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, as he is, so are we in this world. So when we are in his way, when we are taking that position to walk in his ways, the Bible says that as he is, so are we in this world. So this kind of clowning, this kind of positioning to understand and connect with this mind of God is not only awaiting us after when we have left this world, or after we are dead. It begins with the lifestyle that we are living now. So it begins today. Look what the Bible is saying. As he is, so are we in this world. Psalm 40 verse 8 said, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. You see, when you do not understand something, you cannot delight into doing something. Let's take the people who are in uni. I know the young people have just finished their GCSEs. I know that if there were some questions that were asked in those exams that they took, and they did not understand certain topics, and then in those exams, there were those questions being asked, being an exam. If they didn't know, there's no way they will be able to give the answer because they don't know. It's the same thing in the spiritual realm. If we do not know this God, there's no way we even delight ourselves to do his will because we don't understand this God. We don't understand the mind of God. But the Bible says, I delight. Why was David saying this, the psalmist? I delight to do his will because he connected with the heart of God. No wonder maybe God calls him a man after my own heart. He connected with God. He understood the mind of God. That's why he says, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is written, is within my heart. If you don't bother about something, you won't commit to it. If you don't just pay attention about anything, you won't commit to it. But if you got that connection, you got that understanding, you really put everything into there. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. When David got the understanding of the wisdom of God, he decided with all his heart, with no compromise, to do whatever God called him to do. David made mistakes, but God called him a man after his own heart. May God call you a woman or man after his own heart. Who is the wisest person in the world right now? Who is the wisest person in the world right now? I'm sure the answer, I'm sure no one has the right answer. No one knows who is the wisest person in this world right now. We may not even know their name. They may be living in a hidden village somewhere. We don't know. Away from the public eye. But the wisest among us would be the one who knows more of the mind of God than others and who has chosen to respond to all God has shown them. God has wonderful things prepared to tell and to give all those who have truly come to know him. Things which human understanding alone we will never see. Have wisdom, have connection with the mind of God, and get the understanding. Amen.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father in heaven, we thank you that indeed you are the very wisdom that we are crying out unto. We pray that you give us that understanding, that we attend to your mind. We know it's so complex, we know it's so supreme, but you said we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. And so we have confidence that we can attain to the mind of God. Help us, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen.